Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Da, da, da. Oh, bother, I can't get that step right. One, two, three, and four.
Bravo, bravo. Quite nice, my dear.
Why do you come sneaking in like that? You got me a fright.
I like to take you by surprise. I often wonder what you do with yourself while I'm away.
What do you think I do?
It would be nice to think that you spend some of your time at the window eagerly watching for my return.
You? I spend most of it dreading the sound of your key in the door.
Well, you'll have a happy release from my presence for a while, my dear. I'm going away.
Going away?
Yeah, doesn't that please you?
Yes, it does.
There's one thing I always like about you, Hetty. You never pretend to do anything but hate me.
Why should I? Isn't everything about you hateful and vile?
Is it?
Everything, everything. I didn't think it was possible for anyone to be as low and beastly as you.
And yet I think you'll miss me while I'm gone.
Miss you?
Yes. Evil has a sort of horrid fascination about it, you know. At first it turns us sick. Then we have to look again just to make sure our eyes didn't deceive us. Then we keep on looking. And after a while we find we rather like the terrible sensations. It's like a strong drug. At first it's agony, and then we crave for it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me put it this way. I believe that the beautiful face of Henry Jekyll would seem colorless after mine.
What can a beast like you know about Henry Jekyll?
I know he's going to be married in a few weeks' time.
Married? He's getting married?
Yes, to such a charming girl. She's in Paris now, buying her trousseau. That's why he and I are going away for a while. His last days of freedom, you know.
What? You and him going away together? He's out of his mind to be even seen with you.
He won't be seen with me. But we'll be together for all that. Together all the time. He'll not get away from me for one moment.
What do you mean? What power have you got over him? You're always hinting and suggesting things. You say you're his friend. You couldn't be a friend to anyone. You're too vile, too horrible. You've got him in your power, that's what it is. You make him give you money, pay for this place here. You're blackmailing him.
Blackmail. Blackmail. Who else accused me of that? Yes, Mr. Utterson, the father of the young lady Henry's going to marry. I hate that man. Someday I'll square accounts with him.
Stop it. Don't look like that. I can't bear to look at you.
You needn't be afraid, Hetty, my dear. I'm not thinking of squaring accounts with you. Not yet. And that reminds me, while I'm away, you'll continue living here. I've arranged for you to get everything you want from the usual shops.
And what else?
What do you mean?
Well, aren't you going to loan me any money?
What do you want money for?
What if I want to go out?
I'm not going to lock you up.
You know what I mean. You've given me food and clothes while I've been here, but never a penny of money. I'm like a slave, that's what I am.
Or a prisoner. But I imagine this is a rather superior sort of jail. Still, if you prefer the other...
I'm not sure that I don't. Anything would be better than you.
Remember, you've got another 2 years of your original sentence to serve. And you'll get at least another 2 years for breaking out of jail the way you did.
Yeah, you've got me on over there.
Well, of course I have. And I can keep you here, or I can hand you over to the police. But just to prove that I can temper justice with mercy, I'm going to leave you this check for £100. It's yours, and you can spend it as you please.
£100?
Yes, it seems like a fortune, doesn't it? But don't deceive yourself. It won't take you far. You can run away if you like, but when you've spent your money, what will you do then, eh? Don't forget your previous attempts to keep yourself.
I know.
So you'll be here when I get back. Goodbye, my dear, darling little Hetty.
Take your hands off me. Get away.
Oh, such passion? Well, I'd rather have it that way. Hate is a strong sensation. I know it well. I hate people too. Good people, wise people, hypocrites and liars. People who commit their sins in the dark and hope they won't be found out without the courage to be really good or really bad. Or I despise them.
Ah, stop your raving and get out of here if you're going. Go on, get out.
You're not little, Hetty. That's what I like about you. I've thrashed you, but you aren't coward. You hate me, but you're not afraid.
I kill. If you only knew how much.
That's right. That's right. That's the look I like in your eyes. They're big and full of fire. Perhaps I'm making a mistake in going away. What can the fat peasant girls in Karavina have compared to you?
And where's Karavina?
In Austria, my dear. That's where I'm going for the festival in the spring.
Lying there behind that tree.
It is warm here in the sun. The sheep are grazing peacefully on the side of the hill, so I thought I'd practice a new song for you.
I brought your mittagessen, fresh bread and cheese and some of Father's beer. He said it's very good this time.
Oh, let us try it then. Sit down beside me and talk a while. You haven't got to hurry away, have you?
Mother said I had to be back in time to help her with the baking. There's pies and butchery and no end of things to be got ready for tomorrow.
Oh, let the other girls help her. I want you to stay with me. Come, sit on beside the grass here.
We are only betrothed, you know.
Oh, but this time next week we will be married. When you will be sorry to leave your father's inn and come to live in a shepherd's hut with me.
But you will not be a shepherd all your life. Your uncle said he would let you have the wool off his sheep to see her for being such a good worker and looking after his flock so well.
Oh, but suppose he changed his mind, would you still marry me?
Oh, Franz, you know I would. I like you best of all the men in the village. I told you so.
Oh, there's no one like you, Gretel. Even that time when I went down to Linz for the big fair, I didn't see anyone as pretty as you. Or with such long golden plaits or white skin. You'd be a beauty no matter where you were.
Well, I'm going to stay in Karavina and marry you because you're handsome and you dance well and you play me little songs on your flute and I love you.
Oh, that is as it should be. You wouldn't catch me marrying a girl whose heart didn't beat fast when I kissed her.
Franz, how many girls have you kissed?
Oh, dozens.
But I believe you did carry on with someone else when you were in Linz.
What makes you say that?
I noticed a difference in you when you came back.
Well, as long as I have improved.
You are a wretch. How do I know what you were up to? And all the time I was sitting waiting for you to come back. And not a soul to take a scrap of notice of me, because everybody knows I'm promised to you.
Do you think I am the strongest man in the district for nothing?
Franz, if you were ever jealous of me, would you beat me?
Would I beat you? No. Though I am so strong, I wouldn't beat you. I would never hurt a hair of your head, sweetheart. But you'd break me right in two if anybody ever came between us.
Silly. As if that could be possible. Have we not been sweethearts ever since we were children? Do you remember how you used to carry my bag to school and do my sums for me when the teacher was not looking?
And how you embroidered me my first jacket to wear to church.
And how you danced with me almost all night at our first festival.
And you let me kiss you when I took you home. Do you remember that kiss, Gretchen?
I remember. Why? What is that?
Hello. What is frightened the sheep? There must be a stranger about.
Yep, I can see him. Look, coming round the side of the hill.
Why, he looks like a foreigner. I wonder what brings him here.
He might be that Englishman who was here last year.
Oh, no, this man is taller. We'll soon know. He's seen us. He's coming this way.
How does my hair look? I'm sure you've ruffled it and it looks terrible.
Oh, you look so beautiful with your cheeks as rosy and your eyes like stars that I think I'd better send you away before the stranger sees you.
Silly. Call him over.
Hello there.
Hello.
Where are you making for?
Is that Conavina down there in the valley below?
Yes, where have you come from?
Well, I've been on a walking tour. Do you think I could get a place to stay at in your village?
Well, there is the inn. Great old father is the owner. We have a room for you.
That's fine. How do I get down to it? Just follow this path?
There is a shorter way than that. I will take it down if you like.
Oh, but surely I can find it myself.
Will you just turn off where you reach that big rock about halfway down and takes you right to the center of the village?
Good, I'll go down then.
Do you plan to stay for a while?
Well, a friend of mine was here last year. He told me how beautiful it was.
Oh, you mean the Herr Dr. Lanyard?
Yes, that's right. So, you remember him, huh?
Remember him? Oh, he was charming. So gay and such a dancer. We all hoped he would come back again.
Well, he sent me instead. I hope I'll be able to make a good impression, too.
I do not think you need worry about that, Mynheer.
Well, if you go right the way, you should go down and be in time for the midday meal. Gretel has just brought mine to me.
Then don't let me keep you from it. I suppose I'll be seeing you later on.
We have our festival next week. You've come just at the right time.
At the right time for what?
For dancing, singing, all sorts of good times.
Oh, that's what I've come for. All sorts of good times. Well, goodbye until I see you again.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who is he, I wonder? He's much better looking than Herr Lanyon.
All the same, I'd rather Herr Lanyon's red, good-natured face than this man's for all his good looks.
My thoughts? Well, what do you mean?
I don't know, but something about him makes me feel uneasy.